And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Back in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. We're going to be talking half-day fishing. We're talking three-quarter-day fishing. It's really on right now. And Ricky just returned from Cedros Adventures. He'll be talking about that fantastic trip. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort. Like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranx, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is going to be a fun show today. What good timing to have Freddie here.
Yeah, welcome back, Rick, from Cedros Adventures. You literally just stepped off the plane last night.
Yeah, last night.
We'll talk about what an epic trip you had there. And if you followed us on Facebook, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, you'd know.
You would know it was a good one.
What an epic trip they had, as well as Instagram. Good job on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping us all posted while we're sitting here jealous about what a great trip you had. Fred Huber, speaking of great trips, what?
Dude.
An unbelievable summer it has been for the half-day and three-quarter-day guys.
Morning, Pete. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Our local calico bass fishing has really been off the charts. You know, we saw it early. We talked about it. The kelp really took a beating in the last 2 years of warm water, and that canopy got trimmed back to the point where we're getting back into some second, third row spots, some rock spots that I haven't fished in over 20 years. And the other thing that was really interesting, I got to hand it to the biologists. 3 years ago, when they raised the size limits of the calicos from 12 inches to 14 inches, they told us it's going to be 3 years. In 3 years, you're going to see plenty of 14-inch fish to catch. And they absolutely hit that nail on the head. And boy, oh boy, a 14-inch calico bass is a decent fish.
A nice fish.
But we are.
How much does a 14-inch calico bass weigh?
I would guess about a pound and a half.
That's nice.
You
fish.
Know, where 12 inches is less than a pound, I would
yeah.
think. So they've really put on some body mass. You know, those 2 inches don't seem like a lot, but they go. You know, they're bigger through the hips and the shoulders, too. So
yeah. I know it was a hard pill to swallow when it first happened, but now you're reaping the rewards.
You know, we always know that we'll survive.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to keep a short fish. If you need to keep a short fish to stay in business, guess what? You've already lost.
Yeah.
Good attitude.
No doubt.
So it's really come together nice. And, you know, it's all up and down Point Loma. I think La Jolla's had some calico, that little closure on the south end of La Jolla. I imagine there's some fish in there that are just mighty. We're starting to see a little bit of calico in IB. Sand bass are sure missing from the equation.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been amazing calico bass summer, fishing this summer so far.
So cool seeing the quality that's out there too. I mean, it's like you said, obviously you touched on the amount of 14-inch bass, but the amount of just nice ones every trip, every day you see pictures of guys catching and releasing, you know, I'll throw that out there too. Cause it seems like a lot of guys are self-regulating or just know, hey man, this is really nice. So I'm just going to turn that one back and take a couple of 14-inchers, but there's been a lot of big ones this year.
Absolutely, absolutely, and just so many different varieties of ways of catching them too.
Yeah.
You know, when Doug was on the show a couple weeks back, I called in. I talked about some of the different things that were working, and it's crazy these different types of like jerk baits and just things I'd never seen before. Something they called it a Pac-Man Rapala or some crazy thing. Joe Oyama was out. And he came up with this thing, and wow, it was so effective for the bigger fish. You know, I've seen guys release five fish limits that are over 20 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. That is so cool.
I mean, a five fish limit of 20-pound fish, or better, over 20 pounds.
Pretty awesome.
That's a feat.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that is a feat. That's pretty amazing. Now, your partner Steve on the Mission Bell. Wow, now that the boat's finished, it's all dialed in, he's been getting them, huh?
Yeah, Steve's quite a fisherman. We had a little hiccup with our bait tank fish hold, but, you know, the guy that put it together is really sharp. We had a good guy engineer it, and it is sweet. I mean, it was needed.
Worth the wait.
Yeah, so it is.
So now Mission Bell has RSW and has new bait capacity.
A little bit better bait capacity,
yeah.
And it's living better, and Steve's as deadly as ever.
Yeah. That
yellowtail fishing in the islands has just been off the charts.
Yeah, it has been good. You know, and it's not all running and gunning. They're putting their anchors down and
cool is that?
You know, a little bit more traditional. I tell you, those guys and their sonars going out there and chasing fish, there's times when this old man, I couldn't keep up with those kids. We have added sonar on the double. this year, and I'm
added side scanning sonar on the double.
We did.
Wow. That's a big addition.
You know, these last...
You just kind of said that casually.
Yeah,
you know,
no big
deal.
Oh,
we just added a $30,000 side-scanning sonar to the boat,
no
right?
big, you know.
Yeah.
We made a couple of bucks the last few years, okay. and you know, like every crazy boat owner, it just goes right back into the boat.
You know,
I'm not driving a nicer truck, but my boat's better.
Yeah. Now, how does that help your half-day fishing on the double?
You know, I keep wanting to make a big hit on sand bass, but like I say, they've been kind of missing from the equation. Right now, it's just been me learning it.
Yeah,
we're,
sure.
We're getting acquainted.
Yeah, but it's going to help with sand bass, yellowtail, anything.
And
really.
In a half-day scenario, it's more than just fish. It's structure and setting up on it and seeing where the rock is. And which, you know, I mean, that's a big deal, especially for the half-day. But I think that's awesome. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Congratulations. So, kind of go over the double, the daily double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, schedule-wise, what you guys do, where you fish. You know, if somebody wants to go fishing on a half-day trip and enjoy some great calico bass fishing.
Well, we are the longest-running, most established half-day boat in San Diego, and I've been there longer than anybody, I can safely say.
Yeah.
We run out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Operation hours currently summer months, two trips a day, hence the name Daily Double.
There you go. I like it.
6:30 in the morning till 12:30. We leave again at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and return about 6:30 in the evening.
Nice.
We get our wintertime schedule Monday through Fridays. We'll do one trip a day, 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah. But right now, full speed, daily, it's the true daily double.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, indeed. And you'll fish, how many hours of fishing will you get in on a typical day on the daily double?
You know, I always tell people at least 3.
Wow.
But, you know, sometimes it's closer to 4.
If you have to travel a little longer or a little shorter, it depends.
Yeah. Travel time. And we've caught so much fish this year right out in front of the harbor.
Nice.
I mean, there's been times when it's been... You know, all of 4 hours of fish time.
Whew. That's rad. In a 5-hour trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Five and a half.
Yeah, 5.5 hours.
Yeah, 6 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the best values and a great experience. If you have a part day, you get off work a little early, you
exactly.
want to just take a half day off, it's a great escape.
Yeah. It's, you know, let us take care of things for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can...
No boat cleaning afterwards.
You can literally show up with nothing but a... sweatshirt and pair of glasses and
stress free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Have a nice boat burger,
yeah.
catch some calico bass, and it sounds good to me.
Yeah. Really good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it sounds great. So and then of course operating out of Point Loma Sport Fishing and you guys work together. Steve runs the Mission Bell and that tell us about that schedule for the 3-quarter day.
Mission Bell departs daily at 6 AM, returns about 6 PM. They are scheduled daily. They are 3-quarter day boats. They are scheduled right now for the Coronado Islands. We get some offshore tuna. It sounds like it's about 60 miles right now. That's too far for a 3-quarter day trip. But if that fish gets within 40 miles, game on. They'll start looking at that.
But with yellowtail fishing like we've seen here in the last few weeks, why would you want to go anywhere else on a 3-quarter day boat,
there's,
right?
There's been some big calicos and barracuda.
I was going to say that same thing.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
It's not just yellowtail. It's,
big bonita, right?
Yeah, it's a good mix of island fishing. I mean, summertime at the Coronado Islands, you know, they're seeing a bunch of spawning calico bass as well. So
the fish counts show that traditional cool, like you say, anchor-style good fishing where there's a good handful of yellow, and there's barracuda and bonita, and there's calico bass, and there's rockfish, and there's sculpin. I mean, it's traditional good, you know, sack filling fishing.
Yeah, I've been impressed looking at the counts. I haven't been out there myself, but actually we're scheduled for a 3-quarter day charter tomorrow on the double.
Sweet.
But I'm not going to bump Carl. I should stay at home. Sunday's my one day where I really don't have any boat commitments at all.
There you go. So, of course, on the 3-quarter day trip, a Mission Bell, you need to have your passport and your get the FMMs. But not on the Daily Double. You guys are fishing U.S. waters, just the California fishing license, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And
that's nice.
You know, we've added the Point Loma into that local fishing this year, too.
All right.
You know, the Point Loma's our swing boat. If one of the other two boats is chartered, we'll fill in with it. you know, the last 2 years we did a lot of limited load offshore fishing with it. 20 people, charge a little more fishing offshore. This year, you know, we looked at it and the bell was down and, you know, we're kind of filling in with it as we're working on the bay tank. And, you know, I said to Steve, it's like, let's just get it on a local run. Let's do a traditional 6:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, local three-quarter day trip. And you know what? The bass fishing's been phenomenal. It's something that the people have wanted, and the people that don't have the passports but want to go three-quarter day fishing, it's an option. And it's something that was kind of forgotten about, and it's like, you know, I didn't forget about it. You know,
yeah.
It's not always what we want. It's what do the people want? You got to listen to the passengers,
yeah.
and you know, we heard it enough. Ron Baker heard it. You know, he was after us to do it, and you know, this was the year. It's like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
Ronnie, you know, he got in a car accident.
Yeah, I talked to Ron Baker, and yeah, he's laid up and wishing he was on the boat, right?
Yeah,
and get well, Ronnie, for
yeah,
sure.
For sure.
Get you back on the boat. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of good things to talk about. We're going to hear Rockcod Rick's story about Cedros Adventures and that epic trip he just had.
Yeah, and there's so much cool stuff going on. We're so lucky to have Fred in here. I mean, again, just like you heard him, this guy is out there every day and with such good local fishing and knowledge and history going on. It's just going to be a really fun show, and we want you to join us. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. If you want to give us a call, there's two ways you can join the show. First and the easiest right now, just be our local line. Just give us a call at 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Get us right now, 858-457-1090. Or you can try us on that toll-free line. That one's getting packed up, but there is still a toll-free number open. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking to Captain Fred all morning long, talking all kinds of fishing. We're going to be hearing about big fish fishing, local fishing, offshore fishing. Lots of great fun, and we're also giving away a great prize. You heard about how good that local calico bass fishing is, and at the end of the show today, somebody's going to get to go experience, because we're giving away a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Lomas Board Fishing. If you want to bring your tackle, great. If not, they're going to throw in the tackle rental if you need it too. So, again, half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Lomas Board Fishing. That's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today at 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they are based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for a natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. My everyday Olakai is the Noheya Mesh. So comfortable and you barely know you have them on. And for a night on the town, I choose the Maloa. They look great and feel amazing. Share your aloha with Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olakai premium footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or at olakai.com. Hey, you know, we always talk about it. The Bite is always wide open right there at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And nobody does it better than the Christensen family there at Point Loma Seafoods. You know, one of the things, Tim, one of the managers of Point Loma Seafoods, tell me is that they've had more harpoon swordfish this year than in a long, long time. And I'm telling you, if you've never had harpoon swordfish, there is a difference.
There's a huge difference,
yeah,
just in the method of take of the fish and how good the quality is. And
just look at the fish.
The cool thing about Point Loma Seafoods, too, is it is. It's the Christensen family that are picking out each fish. Comes. They don't just get a random delivery. It's like, okay, yeah, we want this one, we want this one, we want this one for the case. I mean, the effort that they put
every
into,
day.
Yeah, the effort that they put into keeping quality fish in the case is second to none,
yeah,
and it shows.
My dilemma this time of the year, there's so much good fish, I can't decide what I want. White sea
so
bass,
good.
Northern halibut, fresh harpoon swordfish, tuna, whatever.
All the fresh tuna they have is out of control. You walk into the case and your jaw drops. It looks so good every day.
Nothing like it anywhere. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
To Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we have Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double, Point Loma Sport Fishing, talking fishing here with Freddie. And let's talk about Cedros Adventures, Ricky, because you just got back last night.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was... A pretty good trip.
It wasn't a pretty good trip, dude. It was a whole lot better than pretty good. We had an awesome one. Our timing was just right. You know, like any good fishing operation, they can control everything except the weather. And what they could control was perfect. I mean, it really was. The service is second to none. There's other operations on the island. None of them come close. You know, those guys, just everything they do from the picking you up in San Diego, the drive down, they take care of breakfast, everything just happens so smooth, changing money, just everything. Everything about it is just handled and taken care of, and there's somebody there from the operation every single step of the way getting you onto the plane, and then you fly onto the island, and the second your plane lands, the other group from the island, just bags and rooms and food, and everything was just perfect. And so the only thing that they can't control is the weather, and we freaking hit the weather perfect, man. It was so nice.
That is so awesome.
Concrete was what the weather was, what the water looked like for two
days.
Just flat, calm,
both
beautiful.
Sides too, right?
Yeah, our second day was where it was crazy nice. The second day of fishing, it was so nice that we traveled up to the north end, Punta Norte, the north end of the island, which, you know, it's Cedros, it blows there all the time, always. And we not only were able to fish the north end, but we went around the weather side of the north end and maybe halfway down the island, and it just doesn't get fished. I mean, it hardly gets fished at all, ever. And the calico bass fishing was some of, if not the best I've ever seen, ever. It was so, so good, dude. It was so much fun.
Lots of bites, lots of big ones.
Fishing a lot of that 8-inch weedless MC swim bait, you know, with the weighted
nice.
Hook. And you would fire that. There's no kelp anywhere. Just from, as we all know, you know, two super hot water years and big swell, the kelp is just gone. So everything was associated with rocks. And any like, outer rock point was just, we had schools. I mean, schools and schools, and the boat would just cruise along, and you'd catch 20 or 30 on each rock point, and then you'd fish the coves, and you'd pick them off, and then when it would wrap out to a point again, you'd just waylay them. It was so much fun. Not giants for in giant bass fishing, but everyone, you became completely numb to the sight of a 3 to 4 pounder. I mean,
wow.
They really were. People throw that around. Oh, they were 3 to 5. These were true 3 to 5s. The one that if you catch it home, a lot of people would say, that's a 6 or 7 pounder. I mean, just every bait. You'd throw the weedless, and you'd hang one, and then you'd see the cloud of 4 or 5 coming up behind it. It was just, I had no voice left at the end of that day. I was just, oh, my God, did you see that? It was so good.
Sights unbelievable, and now the good weather, and then yellowtail fishing, man, you had some good yellow.
Yellow was great, yeah. I mean, it was a quality over quantity some days, and then really good quantity other days. You know, we had 10 one day, and 11 the next, and 15 the next. You know, I mean, it was good numbers, and some shots at some really big ones. There was two fish over 40. There was two fish. The two big ones of the trip were both weighed identical, 44 pounds apiece, and you catch them, same deal, however you want it. I'm a nut about fishing that surface iron, and that's just about all I did. And if you put your time in that, there was plenty of bites to be had on the surface iron. A lot of bites on guys fishing mackerel. They bit the yo-yo jig good. You know, you kind of picked the way that you wanted to catch them, and there were bites to be had always.
But so you're not going to confess. I'm going to have to force it out
what
of you.
What do you got?
Your 44-pounder.
Oh, how I caught it?
Yeah.
Fly line mackerel.
See, there it is.
No,
all right.
No, I dance with all the ladies, but no problem. You know, I'll fish them on the yo-yo. I'll fish them on the bait. I'll fish them on the surface. I know. Yeah, no problem.
Sometimes
here.
You just got to do what they want.
And hey, man.
Give them what they want.
Don't kid. No
yeah,
problems. I got no. There's no
it.
Shame in my game.
Yeah.
I was all about
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Boy.
We had a lot of fun.
But good times. And one of the big things I remember, a couple great things I remember about Sedgwick's Adventures, the best boats on the island.
Oh, dude.
The best captains on the island. The best resort on the island, the rooms and the venue are incredible, and the best food that's off the charts. Like, I just have these memories of the pozole we had one night there. It was just unbelievable.
So
big steaks. I mean, unreal.
Same thing. So the rundown of food that we had was, like, for dinners, was just incredible carne asada, taco, like, best you've ever had, big giant steaks, all these things. Once again, the highlight was soup, the pozole night. It's just like...
That lady makes.
Oh my God!
I mean, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, like it was crazy.
Yeah,
and just everything about it, like they handle every little piece of the trip is awesome. I mean, I don't have enough good things. I went with Dad and a great group of buddies, and not one person. They are really good too about, you know, hey, we want to hear everything. At the end of the day, they get everybody together at the end of the trip rather and say, hey, you know, tell us everything, good, bad, or indifferent. We want to hear it. If there was anything that you didn't like, if you didn't like your towels, if you didn't like your, please tell us. We want to know. And it wasn't because people were trying to be polite. Not one person had a negative thing to say. It was just
they want to be the best.
And it shows.
And they are.
Yeah.
That's why you go to Sedgwick's Adventures.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we actually, I'm blown away that we actually have spots left on our August trip with Mr. Ryan Christensen. Our phone guy is the man that's going to be running that trip. And if you want to go, this is your opportunity. The trip is Monday, August 22nd to Friday, August 26th. You fly down Monday, you fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe get a half day in one day, maybe not. Fish from the beach, whatever. Fly home Friday, and it's a pretty amazing trip.
I'll tell you, if it weren't for the fact that me and Ryan also work in the tackle store together, I 100% would be going with him. It's that good. I mean, really is. And it's just different. You know, I mean, it's a different experience, and the name Sedros Adventures is perfect. From the small plane to the small boat fishing to just being in Mexico and fishing with the coolest people. And, like, the people on the island are so proud of where they are. They're the nicest people in the world.
Yep.
It's just awesome. If you haven't been and you like fishing yellows and bass, you owe it to yourself to go check it out. It's that cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say, when the first time we went down there, it was kind of new. And the locals were kind of standoffish, you know. They were like, you know, this is kind of a new deal to have all these gringos down here invading our little beautiful little island here. Now it's like your best friends.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Like they're used to having people down there. They love having people down there. And I might say the best tortilla factory in the world is right there at Sedgwick's Adventures.
It's so good.
Maybe it's the water. I don't know.
I
don't know what it is. But anyway, you want to go with us in August, August 22nd. It's a five-day trip. Jeff at SedrosAdventures.com, or give a call to him, 310-435-6353. I'm shocked that there's any spots available because it's great weather, great fishing. I mean, go.
And that's the, honestly, that trip that Ryan's going on, that is the quote-unquote better time of year to be there. Clearly, we had epic fishing, but those dates are better than the dates that we just got back from. So,
no doubt about it.
I'm with you. It was awesome.
So you can check all that along with all of our trips. Hookup1090.com, go to our trips page. And like I said, you want to see some photos of what Ricky did. You just posted a huge album this morning on our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show.
Yeah, like 40 pictures of just of the trip and fish that we caught. And, you know, I sent a text message to all the guys on the trip. Hey, man, send me your pictures, and I'll keep adding to that, so we'll keep it going. Got some really cool GoPro footage. Hopefully we'll be able to edit that into a cool little video coming up here soon. And it was just a great trip, man. I can't say enough good things about it. People were awesome. Fishing was awesome. The guys we went with were so much fun. And, you know, it's not like that was just our story on our boat. Everybody had the same thing, coming back with stories of big yellows and all these bass. And it was great, man.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Great. SedrusAdventures.com. For more information, just go to our website, hookup1090.com. Click on the Sedrus Adventures August 22nd. Book one of them. I imagine those spots are going to go pretty quickly.
If they're not, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Got it, man. Well, everybody's getting packed up. Wants to talk to Fred. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us up in Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us here.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Pete, again, thanks for the archive page. Listened to the show with Brandon. Missed a couple of points when it was live. Was able to pick that up. So that's really a great feature, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I want to thank Adam, our master of the board there, our engineer here, who makes sure those archives are put up on a timely fashion. Thanks, Adam, for your hard work on that. And right on our archives page, you can listen 724, which is cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
That Brandon show was a good one.
That was fun.
It was awesome. Hey, Fred, had the pleasure of going out with a buddy on the Daily Double last year. Would like to know a little bit more about the history of the boat. Can you kind of fill in some blanks about how long you've been running it and a little bit of history about the boat itself?
Morning, Don. Originally, the boat it was launched in December of 59, and it started in Mission Bay. I believe the original name was Islandia 1.
Wow.
It stayed in Mission Bay until, I believe, like 72, 73. Moved over to H&M, and they had it briefly. It came over to Point Loma Sport Fishing. They had a contest to name the boat, Diane, her last name eludes me. She was a cook at Seaforth for quite a few years. Came up with the name Daily Double.
Nice.
And that won
perfect
the contest.
Name.
The most perfect name.
Yeah.
And I believe
is that when Ralph Botticelli owned it?
No.
Oh,
this was early 70s, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the first year I worked on the boat was 76. As like a sophomore in high school. I worked from 76 to 83 for my sea time. Took me 7 years to get my sea time to get my license. And I think the first year I ran the boat, Tim Volklander was running the boat. He was my original mentor.
Wow.
Tim's on the Dominator right now. He owned the Dolphin for quite a few years. So I've been associated with the boat, you know, going back to 76. Currently, I've been running it the last 26 years. And the last 12 years, this is our 12th season that Steve and I have owned the boat.
Wow. Pretty fantastic. Awesome. History. Amazing history. Hey, Don, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. We all learned something there.
A lot of bass have come over the rail
can you imagine
in that amount
numbers?
Of time. That's awesome. Hey, well, speaking of numbers, I know another place that's biting, and that's down in the Baja. We're going to go to the cast man. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Pedro, Ricky, how you guys doing?
Excelente.
Hey, I like that, man. Hey, listen, I'm starting to get myself pumped up. I'm leaving for San Jose del Cabo on Monday. Going to do a couple of days panga fishing up there inside the Sea of Cortez, then heading up to Palmas for our 14th annual Big Fish Roundup Tournament, which starts, people start arriving Friday. We'll be fishing next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and looking forward to hopefully some good fishing, but gosh, you know, those Dorado are just about, if they are existence, they're little guys. So we're hoping that maybe some big bulls and females come in and put some excitement into the tournament. Also, there's been some big tuna. The guy, if he can get offshore and start looking for those porpoise, you know, they're finding some nice 200, 250 pound tuna under those porpoise. So, you know, if you're going to be out there, make sure you get some good live bait like the caballitos. And those seem always to be the ones that catch the bigger tuna. Good Wahoo Bite has opened up down in right around Vinorama, that San Luis Bank there. Our on-the-spot reporter down there, Baja Bob Lewis, told me that there's been some pretty good Baja, some Wahoo Bite going on. They've been catching them on the X-Rap Rapalas in that sardine pattern and also on the live baits, but they haven't been using wires. For some reason, the Wahoo are a little bit line shy, so they're using some 150, 200-pound mono onto their lures. Of course, if you can get some of that Chew Willy, the candy bait for those Wahoo, and those you usually pick up at the Inner Gordo Bank. They're kind of a little macro looking, except they got a real small mouth, and they got to use a real small, like a number 12 trout hook to catch them, along with some of that dark meat off of a bonita or the tuna. Just kind of grind it up and get it out there. But that's an excellent, excellent bait for the Wahoo. Here again, there are also quite a bit of smaller tuna at the Iman Bank. Most of them, you know, 10 to 20 pounds. And occasionally they'll get a 40 or 50 pounder there out of that same area. But, like I said, the bigger tuna are going to be offshore. Find the porpoise and you find the big tuna. The other hot spot down in Mexico right now is Ixtapas y Huatanejo. They're doing real well on the billfish down there. Lots of sales, 2 to 3 releases on the average per boat per day. Of course, some of the boats are, you know, 5 or 6 releases per day. Occasional blue marlin mixed in with them. And, of course, inshore, as it is in that from La Paz all the way down to that San Jose del Cabo area, they're in Zihuatanejo, some big, big roosters, 50, 60, 70-pound roosters. And it's really a good bite going on both areas, in the southern Baja and over in Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo. But, Pete and Ricky, that's a report for this week. I'm going to try to give you a report next Saturday or Sunday, depending if the cell phone's working down there or not. Let you know how the tournament's going, let you know how the fishing's going there on the East Cape, and let you know how my trip went. We're going to fish Tuesday and Wednesday out of San Jose del Cabo there with Gordo Banks Pongas. But anyway, that's a report. Anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to you guys next week.
Great, Castman. Have a great trip. Thanks for that report. We'll talk to you next week. Let's head up to Alaska and talk to Jeff Topp at Katmai Lodge. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Fantastic. Hey, what's going on at Katmai?
Chums are on fire right now. It's been some of the finest chum fishing I've ever seen. We got 10 to 12-pound, 15-pound salmon laid up in about 2.5-3 feet of water. They're eating topwaters, dry flies, swung flies. It's been just like with this, like it's supposed to be, just that good. You know, it's been a great summer so far. Our trout fishing has been, you know, much like what you saw. You know, they're still on the mice. They're still on the leeches. They haven't gone over to the bead yet. And, you know, a lot of happy guests. Beautiful weather. It's all good, man. We're getting them up here.
That's awesome. I love that, man. It sounds fantastic. Like a great trip to Katmai, and things continue to roll through. And the sockeye are all gone?
The sockeye are up in the flyout streams now, doing their thing, doing their spawning. And the flyout streams are just now, just probably next week, it will really light up for our beating for trout. Our flyout season will kick off kind of the 1st of August.
And
looks like it's right on schedule. You know, the sockeyes have gone. They're starting to dig. They're starting to show the fact that they're making some beds to do some spawning, so the trout will be right in there behind them.
There, that's very, very good. You know, one thing I might add is we brought some of that sockeye home and you slab it out into, you know, a nice slab, and you put it on a cedar plank and you put it on your barbecue. Oh, my God. That is
good.
That's
bet,
beyond
man.
Good. I mean,
good.
It's mild.
There's something about that cedar plank in there.
Oh, unbelievable. And that sockeye, you know, I'm a huge sockeye fan now after that, because it's super mild and it's super great way to – it's just the flavoring is just fantastic. So, yeah, can't wait to come up back up next year in July to catch some more of those guys and get them back on that barbecue. Hey, Jeff, if somebody wants to come up, book a trip for August. I know you have some spots open in August for that trophy trout season. And then, of course, our trip next July to Katmai Lodge, one of the greatest places on earth. How do we find you?
Well, you know, Pete, I'll tell you how you find us. But first of all, don't forget, we got a hell of a silver salmon season coming up here.
That's right. Yeah, in August.
You know, if guys want to come and catch salmon in August, we got some of the finest salmon fishing yet to come in this river. We got the silvers.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
Oh, boy. That's fun.
But anyways, the way you catch up with us is check out our website, you know, there at katmai.com. And if you want to talk to somebody in person, give us a call on the 800 number at 1-800-330-0326. We're on Facebook, you know, but the website will sort out any questions they have, you know, and we got room this August, and we got some silver starting to show up and some great trout fishing ahead of us. So if anybody wants to get up, you know, don't hesitate.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff from Katmai. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Pete, thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate that very much. You know, I want to learn more about Katmai. I wrote a story about our great trip up there on our Let's Talk Hookup page, hookup1090.com. Just go to the bottom, trips and stories there, and you'll see kind of the rundown about our trip. And I'm working right now on a video, too, about our great adventure up there to Katmai Lodge. It's really, truly a great place.
Well, speaking of cool stories, I know that this guy's got a pretty cool story. And that's Captain Drew Carr to the Pacific Queen is online right now, I think just wrapping up a trip. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, Rick. Morning, Pete. Yeah, we just got in this morning. Just unloaded what was just an incredible catch for us locally. What a day yesterday. I'm kind of speechless. I know you know a little bit about what we did. We went hunting for trophies yesterday, and we didn't just score. It was a major score. It was
knocked out of the park.
Yeah. Something that we've obviously never seen locally, nothing that this boat's probably ever seen, at least with us on here. And even with all the spectacular catches that Gavin's had, you know, over the last couple months, yesterday, I think, still topped it. It was just such a day. We ended up with 10 those big bluefin. We had one, which ended up being a small one, a 70-pounder. We had 7 over 100, and we had 2 over 200.
Oh, my. Where are you, Clarion?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Fishing Clarion or Hurricane Bank. I mean,
this was a one-day trip.
We were on a long trip for us. We were on 3.5 days. So.
Oh.
But we spent our entire three days, you know, within 60 miles of San Diego. We had excellent yellowfin tuna fishing, too, the first couple of days. You know, that was the topper. We had our fish. We had a nice catch on board. We decided, let's go try something different, try for a trophy, and we got them.
Unbelievable. So what do you think? Are we going to start to see more local yellowfin starting to filter in?
Yeah, there's pretty good sign of yellowfin, you know, and it doesn't bite very well. You know, you got certain times a day where that stuff turns on and you get a little shot. But, yeah, there's a fair amount of yellowfin. I heard from some guys down below there's even more coming up. So I think we're in good shape.
That's awesome.
Just a matter of them getting with it and deciding they want to bite. You know, we had one day for about 100, and, you know, granted, 100 is no, you know, that's a nice, really nice day, but, you know, you got to work at it. But that's what we do, you know, you got to work at it.
Yeah, and some beautiful grade yellowtail to go along with it, I know.
Yeah, we didn't have any yellowtail, and I know that before this trip, guys had been down the beach fishing yellowtail on kelp patties, and they did have some very good yellowtail fishing, 15 to 25-pound stuff was on the kelp patty. So we didn't see that on this trip. But I know there is some of that around.
So if somebody's targeting a giant on the Pacific Queen, what do we bring?
Just bring your body. You know, we got you set up. You know, it's kind of a group effort when on these fish. You know, we help these guys out a lot, and so, you know, if you don't have the big tackle, it's not a worry. You know, we have it. If you do have it, you know, you basically want to bring like a, you know, your big, heavy, two-speed reel filled up with 130-pound, and we'll tie on a 300-pound leader and help you catch one.
I mean, these things are cows. They're, like, legitimately fishing cows in one-day range. And I'll tell you, I know we joked about this, we say it a bunch of times, but the crew of that boat is in that tackle store every night buying I know they're spending all of their side money. Like, it has to be, because they're buying heavy line, and they're bringing in their two speeds, and they're getting new top shots, 130-pound, and they're buying big flat balls and whatever else. Like, they're nuts. I mean, they're absolutely nuts about it. And
they're spending some of my money, too. But, you know, I can't argue with the results. I actually got one of our builds from the tackle shop, and I about fell over, but it's been working, and it's like, how can you complain? We've just had an incredible year. I think we figured it out. I think we have 36 bluefin tuna over 100 pounds this year, and we now have 6 over 200 pounds.
Amazing.
So, I don't care what it costs. We're going to do whatever it takes to get those things. And it's been pretty amazing year. It's just out of control.
Well, if somebody wants to come catch a cow in local waters, what's their next opportunity on the Pacific Queen?
Well, I looked at our schedule. We're leaving today on a 3-day. It's all full. But after that, I think we got about 5-6 trips left in August with space available. And the way you get on the boat is you call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. You can also get on our website directly and sign up right there at pacific-queen.com. And definitely check out our Facebook page and our Instagram page. We're going to be posting photos, and we've got some pretty special photos, especially from this trip, with all that fish lined up. I know Rick asked for one this morning, and I'll send it over, but some pretty cool stuff going on right now.
Awesome. Drew, cool, great Drew. Job on the Pacific Queen, and we'll talk to you real soon. Good luck on the next one.
That's right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phones are literally packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Fred, and we're going to do just that. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Southwest Council of International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Make your plans now. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at the local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th through 16th through the 18th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens August 14th and Southwest Council, IFFF.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals. Imagine that, $15 and $20 for families. Good for all 3 days. What a deal that is. Check the website for lodging information and more, southwestcouncilifff.org, or on the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu, as Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
At the Mighty 1090, it's always football season. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double of Point Loma Sport Fishing. People want to talk to Fred, so let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's talk to a guy that I know rides the boat a time or two. Pablo from Chula Vista's online. Morning, Pablo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing, guys?
What's up, Pablo? Hey.
Morning, Pablo.
Hey, yeah, I was out with Fred. How you doing, Fred?
I'm good, buddy. Good to hear you.
Yeah, I just want to say what a fun time I had Tuesday. We had 30 or 40 wren rods, so the back was kind of cleared, and I just kind of stayed in the corner and had a great time fishing those calicos. The sardines were great, and I ended up with, like, four calicos, and what was surprising, I had three sand bass that were legal also. And it was just a great time, and I love fishing your boat, buddy.
Yeah, I was trying to hide the fact that we caught sand bass, Paul, but I guess it's out now. Huh?
Oh, side scanning sonar, see? Yeah, there's no sand bass out there. Just like there's no bluefin tuna out there, right?
That's cool.
I just want to say I've been fishing that boat for so long, from the 70s, before Fred was even on it, and that's always been my favorite boat, and it's been a calico fishing boat, and love it.
Doubt, man.
That's cool. Well, great, Pablo. We'll see you on the dock real soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
You know, Pablo brought up a good point, too, on how nice the bait has been for the type of fishing we have, too. You know, I mean, sometimes there's no question. There's nobody in the world that worked harder than those guys at Everingham Bait Brothers. But, boy, how nice has the bait been as of lately, too?
It amazes me sometimes how things, you know, just come together.
Click.
And, you know, 2 years ago I really mentioned that when a lot of the day-and-a-half boats were filling in with three-quarter-day trips in between and how, you know, the public just came down in droves and how many people got serviced on that yellowfin bite 2 years ago and how they were able to keep up with it. It's still, that really boggled my mind. I mean, that was something. And this year's been great. It's, you know, we're getting a lot of 5 to 6 inch sardines, which, you know, not what you refer to as a cracker. It's bigger than a cracker. You think of a 4-inch sardine as a cracker, Dean, but this is just one size bigger, which for a 14-inch calico bass is just perfect.
Well,
14 and up, and, you know, the bait's been perfect for what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Easier to fish. You can cast them. There's a little weight to them.
Yeah.
The bass love them.
Very lucky to have the Everingham brothers around.
Yes. I've always been a fan.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed.
I was just saying, real quick, regarding that bait, what's the right setup? Like, guys going fishing on the double right now, what's the right setup? Hook size, line size, rod and reel, that kind of thing.
So we, you know, our tackle bags go out with like a 3/8 ounce and a 4 ounce sinker, and we'll start the rent rodders off with a dropper loop and fishing on the bottom. It seems like when we first land on a rock, first thing in the morning, it's like we'll get some dropper loop fish. But then we'll switch them over and we'll take that rubber core and turn it into a slider. So a half ounce slider. We're using 2-0 hooks, but I think a 1 or a 1-0 is probably a better match to the size bait. And you know, the guys that have their own gear, you know, take your pick. What do you want to catch a bass on today? You want to catch them on the surface iron, you want to catch them on the plastic. A swim bait, a drop bait, a jerk bait, you know.
They're biting.
They'll bite.
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool.
And with the lack of kelp, it makes it possible to fish all of that.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, fishing a dropper loop in where we're fishing now, this time 2 years ago would be impossible.
Yeah. Take advantage of while you got it, because that stuff grows fast.
Yes.
And it's like, cold water is coming.
Like a weed.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to talk to Ed. Ed's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Ed, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Fred, you know, a few years back, you know, we were catching sand bass, you know, 1,000 at a time, you know, 1,000 fish days. Now, what I wanted, that was down in Imperial Beach. Are those fish, are they still down there, the sand bass?
I haven't put my finger on them yet. You know, every year is different, and I'm still learning. And, you know, the different anomalies that happen, this red crab thing, you know, it just, I don't know where it ended up, but it's out there someplace. I'm sure of that. Yeah, it didn't go away. Just like, you know, as much sand bass as we caught last year, we did not do a lot of calicos this year, and it's not like they went away. I mean, the proof's out there right now. There's a ton of it there, and just because we haven't found it doesn't mean it's not there. IB this year, it's different looking to me. There's something going on there that's I've been metering a fuzz on the bottom on all the hard bottom areas, and I'm not quite sure what it is. I don't think it's red crab, but something's going on down there, and it just
did not happen.
No, it's someplace else. I don't know if it's in deeper water. I don't think it's in shallower water, but it's someplace else. I think, you know, traditionally sand bass this time of year, we kind of orient it with hard bottom, transition to the sand, flat bottom, and I think that fish must be holding structure, you know, more vertical relief someplace. And
find them, I have a feeling.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But you know what? I get stubborn, and sometimes that's one of my downsides. It's like I've spent more time looking for it this year than anybody else without it coming home, and there's a point where I got to kind of put it out of my mind.
Yeah, it's like, okay, focus.
Especially when the calicos are biting.
Yeah, keep taking advantage of that.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Dan. He's calling us from Encinitas. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is questions for the captain.
All right.
And I've grown up fishing half, three-quarter, open parties my whole life, and seems like every now and then there's always somebody who's got a complaint about the jackpot. And I know Boston, you took that out of the equation, but it's the same, forget it.
Uh-huh.
What's the etiquette and rules and as far as hook in hand or taking the rod around the anchor and how much the deckhands can grab the rod to be disqualified or this and that?
You know, I tell you what, I really agree with Ryan on it. We've done it on the Mission Bell. This whole the jackpot thing, you know, for a while on the double we had a $5 jackpot, and it's like, you know, what a nightmare. We're back down to $2, and I would, you know, part of me wants to do away with it, because there's nothing in it. There's nothing really in it for the boat or the crew. We make more work for ourselves, and you're more likely to get somebody with hurt feelings over it. One of the best
eliminated.
Yeah, one of the best problem. Examples was, you know, somebody that fishes the boat on a regular basis. They go up to the wheelhouse, they talk to the captain, and you know, to people that don't know, they just assume that he's part of the crew, and then crew member won the jackpot.
Right.
So even people that are familiar with the crew, all of a sudden people get the wrong idea. As far as a crew member handling a rod. You know what? We want the person to get the fish. You know, that's number one. We want to land a good fish. And a crew member handling a rod, he's going to do it for everybody. IGF tournament rules you can't do that. You can't hand a pull over. But it's supposed to be a friendly gentleman's wager. And anybody that gets upset and is worried about the small amount of money, come on, come back to what we're trying to do. We're trying to get away from the shore. We're trying to get away from the traffic. We're
the competition.
To go out on a boat and enjoy ourselves.
You bet.
And,
well said.
You know, the etiquette is relax.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
He'd do good at our Rancho Lanero tournament.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, you should come,
yeah,
Fred.
Totally. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We do have an open phone line, first time all morning if you want to get through. It's our local number, 858 area code 457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA, and RanchoLandero.com. It's unique.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say, Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open-party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open-party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season.
one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit five full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.